Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Turn to Mueller to provide a building solution that is just right for you. Whether you're looking for additional storage space for your treasures, protection for your vehicle, a new barn for your ranch, or even a place for your family to call home, at Mueller we have a variety of building options to meet your every need. Choose from our wide selection of pre-designed kit buildings available in multiple sizes and colors. Or if you desire a building that meets certain requirements, Mueller can work with you to design a custom building specific to your needs. Rely on us to deliver a steel building that meets your exact specifications and provides superior quality and timeless value. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com for inspiration and to see the options that are available with our kit and custom buildings. Then give us a call at 877-2-M-U-E-L-L-E-R or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
Well, cash cattle activity remains generally undeveloped going into midweek with limited interest from packers or feeders as bids and asking prices are generally hard to pin down through all areas of cattle country. Some limited activity is expected during late morning or afternoon today, but most activity will likely be pushed off until later in the week. Focus on steady to higher cash prices given continued support in beef values and recent moves higher in futures trade likely to keep feeders from taking the first offer given them through the week. Now, spillover support in the hog futures yesterday following the aggressive market in the cattle futures expected to create mixed market movement here today. The focus on market firmness as trade volumes increase could spark some underlying longer-term support. The sharp pullback in pork cutout values yesterday may actually bring some uncertainty into the complex during the last half of the week as traders focus on limited upward potential given the amount of hogs available for market as packing plants slowly increase the pace of hogs moving through the plant and ultimately the amount of pork to the consumer. Wheat contracts are lower at all three exchanges with follow-through selling in both Kansas City and Chicago. A larger-than-expected winter wheat crop along with record global ending stocks proved too much for bulls, while the U.S. crop estimate will continue to be debated until combines roll. The overhang of a new record carryout globally will weigh for months to come. Corn prices easier overnight, remaining inside yesterday's session, but giving back part of the gains made on the USDA report that was less bearish than feared. The short-term trend remains up and it was encouraging to see buying surface once the USDA issued their data salvo. We're going to check all the futures when we come back in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
At the close yesterday, June live cattle up 450, 97.17, August up 450, 101.70, May feeder cattle up 365, 127.30, August up 307, 135.75, June hogs up 105, 61.32, July was up $1, 61.47. Kansas City wheat, July up down 5 3/4, 469 1/4, September down 6 cents, 476 1/4, Chicago wheat, July down 2 3/4 at 514 1/2, September down 3 1/4 at 517 1/2. July corn up 3 3/4, 322 1/4. September up 2 cents at 326. July soybeans down 3 cents, 852, and August down 2 1/4, 853 1/2. July cotton up 171, 58.34. December up 27 cents, 57.90. June crude oil up 13, 25.91. June natural gas unchanged, 171 per million BTU.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.